Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, have you seen this little video that's been going around?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. So if you haven't seen this, at a Coldplay concert the other night, a footage of a US tech CEO and one of his employees who worked in HR went viral because the camera panned to them and they were in a very romantic stance, mind you.
Like, I can't believe she's the head of HR. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Of all people, for him to be caught in an embrace with.
Stranger things, my friend, stranger things. But the thing about it was, right, is when the camera panned to them, mm-hmm. it was they just made it look so obvious. And if they hadn't made it look so obvious, then nobody probably would have pegged it. So he ducked behind the wall while she kind of just turned around and the girl beside her was just cackling her head off.
I want to know who that girl was beside her because yeah. the fact that she was so like, haha, this is gas. I was like, this is kind of not gas. This mm-hmm. is kind of like mental.
I know,
even
yeah.
The lead singer of Coldplay, Chris Martin, acknowledged the very awkward moment.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
So he's worth over $1 billion.
Maybe not so much anymore.
Yeah, well, I'd say he's worth $500 million now
yeah.
because his wife apparently has changed her name. She's taken herself off loads of stuff. And yeah, I mean, look, it's never good to find out your husband's having an affair, but to find out in a stadium packed full of tens of thousands of people.
So the video kind of got us thinking yeah. about being caught red-handed, right?
Right
because
yeah.
there's been moments in life where, you know, when you get so cringy that you're like, oh my God, I've just
yeah.
been completely
now,
caught
and this
red-handed.
Is not, have you been caught cheating? Have you been? This could be anything. So have you bunked off school? Have you called in sick to work and you turn up at a restaurant and your boss is sitting there? It's been caught red-handed. I'm not going out tonight. I don't feel well to your friends. And then all of a sudden they see you out with somebody else in
so
town, you know?
My first retail job was in a clothes shop called
right.
D2 in Skirton Tala, right?
Right,
and I'd been there for about 3 years and I was on it was in summer, so I always got the good hours during the summer because I was off school and all the rest of it. But I also taught dancing during the summer.
Okay.
So my friend said to me, look, we have this summer camp. We need to shift places. Will you come into town with me and hand out flyers
yeah.
for the summer camp? So I says, yeah, but I'll have to call in sick to work. She's like, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll pay you. So I called in sick.
Right.
And I'm on Grafton Street handing out flyers. And who did I hand my flyer to? But only the retail manager of the store.
Oh,
who'd also
no.
Who had to then come in after because I called in sick for that evening. So I handed her the flyer, looked at her, she just walked away from me, and the next day then, you have to go into work the next day. And she's like, can I have a word?
Oh dear.
Well,
okay.
My heart exploded.
And she took the flyer anyway.
She took the flyer. She didn't send the kids.
To say it was delayed anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
You were waiting to be sick. You knew you were going to be sick eventually. But if you've had any instances where you've been caught red-handed, please do send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Be it saucy, be it work-related, be it whatever you want, send them in.
And make it nice and juicy. Send it in a WhatsApp voice note.
Yes.
Because telling the story is even better than reading
and
the story.
And if it's really juicy, we can disguise your voice too. Right, so send it as juicy as you want. 0877 98 98 98.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.
We've been chatting all things about getting caught red-handed, lads. You've been in touch by your droves, as always, on 0877 98 98 98. You've been sending in your texts.
Cara in Donabate says she googled a guy before meeting him. Later, she pulled out her phone to show him a picture of her dog. And he saw the Google search of him.
Sorry, I would be totally scarlet, but that is definitely something that I've done.
Oh, it's definitely something that we've both done at some stage. Maybe it wasn't a Google search, but it definitely was something.
Or you go to search something on Instagram and you're showing the person and their name is at the top. Like,
yeah.
I still do that to, like, friends and stuff. Because you have to Google your friends' names for them to come
sometimes
up.
Sometimes. You Google yourself, though. Don't lie.
I never Google myself.
You Google yourself all the time.
Scarlet for me. Cody's been in touch on WhatsApp voice note.
Good morning. So years ago, I was going on the hop from school, me and my friends, and we were like, right, we'll go out to Dundrum. We went to school in Tally. And who was the bus driver? Only my mum's best friend at the time. But shout out to her because she never ratted me out.
Hi, Mummy.
No, I eventually did tell my mum later on. But yeah, good friend of hers kept our little secret.
That's kind of sound.
It's, do you know what? It's good when you have somebody, when you have a partner in crime who'll keep your secret. Not like those people at the Coldplay concert. I don't know who the woman was beside them, but she was having a grand old cackle at that.
Danielle had texted us in to say she thinks that he was another employee.
by probably, the way.
Well, if it was another employee, then they're in on it as well. So wouldn't they be kind of, you know...
Listen, the whole office has been in on it. Danielle has also been in touch on WhatsApp voice note.
I once sent this message to my employee. He wants to ask the manager for holidays. And I sent him a message saying, I wouldn't ask him for Aunt's days into hers. And I accidentally sent it to the manager.
Oh, no.
Your employee in, and because he thought he started the message. Oh, God.
Well, like that money, you can't, like, that's nothing bad about that.
She's definitely not getting employee of the month, though.
Well, no, but there's nothing bad about that. And if he's in the horrors, he's in the horrors, you know?
I know, but if you're in the horrors, the last thing you want to do is read a text to say you're in the horrors.
Yeah. Well, have you ever got somebody who sends a message into, like, a WhatsApp group and then they delete it, but you've already seen it because it comes up in your phone?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. And do you know what else?
Wrong group.
Yeah. Do you know what else I love? Do you know when people accidentally posted their Instagram story?
Yeah.
And they might have done it when they were on a night out. And I'm always early bird on a Sunday, so I'm never
Me
really.
Me too.
So I will always catch what's been put up on an Instagram story. Way before anyone else has seen it. If yeah. that's you. But listen, keep your texts coming in. 087-798-9898. When was the time that you were caught absolutely rapid? Myself and Carl want to gloat. I mean, hear all about us to make us feel better. While we're doing that, Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. Aw. Oh. That's how that CEO is feeling this morning.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.